Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary. We're going to get ready to talk about something really fun and want to have you join us if you'd like to. Call us at 516-418-5651. Love to have you join the conversation. Or you can always join us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. It's 24/7, 365. Yeah.
Warning, this show may include jocularity, road noises, a little bit of knowledge, and actually today's show might include some really important information, and there's going to be a way that Gene and I can turn this into something funny. Watch.
Hello?
So I have a word. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I have a word of the day for you.
Okay.
Harakiri. Also called seppuku.
Cuckoo?
Seppuku.
Oh.
Harakiri or seppuku. It's a ceremonial suicide where it was formerly practiced in Japan by members of the warrior class when they were disgraced or sentenced to death. I'm not going to go into exactly how they did it. It's a little bit graphic. And my grandson,
right.
Zachary, is not here, and he would love all the graphic darkness behind it, but we're not doing that.
No.
But speaking of Zachary,
what did you think about
that show?
Oh, the other night, Thursday night, it was amazing. I was so impressed with the young fellow.
He's very, very deep. He's a deep thinker. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, I was going to say, and I think what impressed me about Zachary is that the some of the traumas and pains that he suffered in his few years on this life are many and great and heavy, and I can identify with him, and just absolutely be so impressed with this guy at 14 years old, understanding where he's at. It took me a half a century to figure out exactly what the heck was wrong with me because of these issues I never was able to deal with until later. So I was impressed. He's going places.
I may need to go into therapy just to handle what he's going through.
Yeah,
because as his grandmother, I'm finding that it really is painful for me to think about. However, it's not necessarily... I have to remember, it's not my pain. It's not my past. There are reasons for everything. Whether we understand them or not doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
I'll tell you something else that's impressive. We're now heard in 72 countries.
Woohoo! That's awesome.
So, yeah, we picked up Greece today.
Very nice.
Our
hi,
downloads.
Green.
Hi, yeah, hello. It's really amazing to think about. And I want to make sure that anybody who's listening, the title of the show is talking about living and dying. Gene and I love life. And now that Zachary's gotten the help that he needs, he loves life. As Gene said, his trauma started very early in life, partly because of the person he calls his birth giver. his fifth child. It wasn't like she'd never done it before. But she just wasn't equipped for him, I guess. Zachary, by the time he was 14, had been diagnosed with a plethora of mental illnesses. And he and I and Jean talked about the fact that people don't understand when you think mental illness, it's like this big stigma. You don't talk about it. You keep it swept under the rug. Nobody needs to know. But what's interesting is if you had cancer or diabetes or COVID, especially COVID, my goodness, you would tell everybody. You would let everybody around you know so that they either can socially distance or take precautions, or you can also, in fact, here I can inject a little jocularity that we actually talked about on the show, and I would love to encourage anybody. I really think that that show Thursday night was one of the best shows that we've had in a long time. It was very honest, very real, and it was very powerful. A lot came out in a little over an hour, about an hour and a half of talking with this young man. I'm only slightly partial as his grandmother. I think I would have been impressed with him even if I'd never met him before. You've never met him before. What do you think, Gene?
I was totally impressed. Right out of the box, he started describing some of these experiences he'd had, and I'm thinking, wow, dude, me too. And you already know how this is working and how you can get over it and all that stuff, and it's like, just accepting that it happened, whatever it is, knowing if something happened, you'll want to get over it, then knowing it, then you can at least have a chance to start getting over it. And that's your beginning point.
I was shocked. He's been admitted to the hospital at least four times that he mentioned for either severe depression or impulse control disorder, or some kind of mental condition, mental illness, suicide thoughts for self-harming. And the last straw on the camel's back for him, if it had been me, would have been the total and utter rejection from his birth giver. And he just kind of threw it off as, well, that answers my question. Let's move on, instead of going back to the hospital. One of the first things he did was text me and say, hey, since I'm home early, let's play. And we did. He came to visit me, and we explored Brevard County, basically. There wasn't a day that we stayed home. Even when it rained, when the rain ended, we found somewhere to go. And we had a grand time. We saw two museums. And then we finalized it with a trip to the Buddhist Center up at MEMS, and it was fabulous.
Very nice. Very nice.
But what I was going to say is if anybody wants to really hear the story, and if you like a little bit of dark humor, stay on this show right here on this channel of Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio, or listen to Be Unique Radio Unscripted on any of the 13 platforms we're listed on, and look for the show What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Funnier. The humor is not necessarily my style of humor, but I admire him for finding a way to cope without self-medicating, as he's done before.
Yes, I agree. It certainly, we all have ways. Whatever the way is, if it helps you cope, it doesn't matter if anybody else likes it or not. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Each of us has to do what we got to do for ourselves, and that's all there is to it. I mean, I'll be honest, I was pretty uncomfortable with some of his humor.
Yeah.
That's not the point. That's not the point. The point, he helped me by helping me understand that I need to be able to deal with whatever I have to deal with in my life in that regard. But I totally respect the fact that it's working for him. Whatever it is, it's helping him stay in touch with himself, you know, and how and work through these just things that are painful.
And his off-color dark humor is still better than, I mean, he was using drugs and alcohol when he was 11, and I didn't know this. There were so many things about my grandson that I never knew until this week. This was a very intimate visit, much more than we've ever had in the past.
Good. Well, I know I went in about that age, going through a lot of things, very similar kind of things, and I totally relish the times that my grandma rescued me in that regard. I'll tell you real quick. I got kicked out of all the public schools in my town because the junior highs because I didn't know how to behave. I couldn't sit still or whatever. I don't know. But then they sent me to this private school in the middle of the nowhere out in the wilderness, and they told me I had to go. And so then my grandma sent my uncle up, and I stayed with my grandma for a while, and it was pivotal because it was just like you said. I just was able to just spend some time with her. We didn't do anything special, but it helped. My grandma, she's the same one I told you that threw the rocks at the kids that were mean to me.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that's what grandmas do. You know, that's awesome.
That's really cool, Grant. And, you know, it was interesting because we had said, Curtis and I had said that we weren't going to have any house guests until we finished with the home improvement projects. And when I told him what was going on and Zachary wanted to come visit, he says, no problem. And if anybody who knows Curtis can understand that was a big step for him.
Sure. Well, it's a lot. People deal with stuff, and I think the biggest thing that I'd like, if anybody's listening and would like to go away with anything as far as on the knowledge side, I'd say the thing is that if you're having difficulty with whatever it is, there's always somebody out there to help. There is always help available if you want it. But the trick is you got to be willing to ask for it, and you don't always know how to ask for it. So, you know, that's the problem. So think about it. I mean, think about some way you can ask for it. You can call us, you know. You can send an email to contactjeanandmary@gmail.com, and we'll find somebody to help talk to you. Absolutely.
And it doesn't matter what country you're in, we can help you. And you know, one of the things that Be Unique does is provide information. And we do have information about international suicide hotlines. And trust me, you don't have to be suicidal to call the suicide hotline. A lot of people think, oh, well, I'm not holding a gun to my head. Why should I call? In fact, I don't remember which issue it was. I'm sorry. I should have been prepared. But I'm just taking a break today. There's a great article in Be Unique magazine about how middle-aged man, he was in his 30s, called the suicide hotline. He wasn't suicidal, but he has been, and he was afraid that he would be again. So he called the suicide hotline, and he told the guy who answered the phone, look, man, I feel really guilty because I'm calling you and somebody else probably needs you worse than I do. And the man said, no, everybody needs me when they need me. And there's no time frame. There's no time limit. There's no reason to feel guilty. And that's a problem with people who tend to be suicidal is they feel they're not enough or their problem isn't big enough or they aren't worthy enough to get the help they want. And I am here to tell you, no matter what you think, you are good enough. You are worth enough. You are needy enough, if that's the right phrase. I'm not sure.
Well, and to that end, yes, absolutely. And the people on the other end of that hotline, they are sitting there waiting for your phone call. And it's not because you don't have a gun to your head is one thing, okay, fine. But if the thought ever crossed your mind, there's reasons. And if you don't know why the thought crossed your mind, those people on the other end of the phone, they want to help you understand why. Because you probably don't. You'd already done it if that's what you were going to do.
Right. And even
people can help.
Even if you're not thinking, oh, I'm going to take my life. I'm not going to, you know, commit Hare Kari or Kama Sutra. There's the jocularity. Mary gets her words way mixed up. Kama Sutra has nothing to do with the topic for the day. However, if you just think, oh, this pain is too much to bear. I can't handle this internal pain. Let me focus on something else. And then you start doing self-harm. You need to call somebody. You need some help. And I highly, highly recommend somebody. It doesn't matter if talking to your dog helps, talk to your dog. If talking to an imaginary friend helps, that's good too. But a lot of times you really need a human on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Gene's time is up because Gene's a working man. Yes, it's a little bit. We went a little bit beyond our time.
Well, a little bit. Well, that's okay. Yeah, I decided to go back and punch a time clock. I have some very specific monetary goals in mind to help me achieve all of my goals and my manifestation activities. And I picked a really fun job. I'm working with produce. And
awesome.
Smiling at people all day. So what could go wrong with that? It's awesome.
I love it.
So, yeah, everybody, thanks for taking a break with us. We really appreciate it. Please come back tomorrow again and tell everybody about us. And please listen to what we had to say with the intention that it was given. Just we love you very much, and everybody has difficulties, and it doesn't matter what. Who you are, where you are, what your problem is, there's always somebody that can help you. You know, I think about Mr. Rogers, one of my heroes. He said, if you ever need help, just look around. There are helpers everywhere. And if you don't see any, then you get to be one.
And that is an excellent segue into Be Unique Radio's newest show called Helping and Thinking, hosted by Gene Albertson on Sundays at noon. And I listened to it yesterday for about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. And then Curtis said, Mary, the cat's sick. I need your help. So I got away from it. Yeah. Kenny's an old cat, and he's not doing so well.
No. Yeah, Kenny rules.
He does.
Well, listen, everybody. Thank you so much for listening in, Mary. It's good to talk to you, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Yes, I will. Yeah, we're going to have another show tomorrow. Tomorrow's show will not be live. Today's show was. Nobody called in, but that's okay. Just remember, if you're having any trouble thinking about coping with life, there's several ways to reach out. You can always call the hotline in the United States, and they can connect you where you need to go. They can find you the information you need, even if you're in another country. And that number is 1-800-273-8255. Don't think you're alone, and don't try to handle it alone, because some days it's more than we can handle.
You said it was 800?
273.
Okay.
8255.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Take it easy.
And that's it.
We're happy you chose to take a break with us today on Take a Break with Jean and Mary. We look forward to hearing from you online. Visit BeUnique.org for details about all our shows. That's BUNEKE.org.